It's time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis on the local side. Our KFMO Classic Series continues on Wednesday with our second rebroadcast of the eight-week series. And it's a Volleyball Region 16 semifinal from October 27th, where the Mineral Area Lady Cardinals led 2-0 over the Jefferson Lady Vikings. But in set three, Jeffco took the lead at 22-12 before the Lady Cardinals turned it around.
Peyton Roberts with the bullet serve and some sideward rotation. Here's an attack ball from Summer Hake. Roberts receives, set to the back row from Mariana Miller, and Maju Fernandez was there. Bad pass at the net. The 50-50 ball wasn't really any 50-50. It was more 100 zip because no one jumped to defend Giovanna Maya, and she spiked it down.
She could have killed that ball, but she saw that that opening was there and just barely tapped it in there. She wanted to make sure it was inside the court.
22-14, Mac trails. Roberts serves.
That was a very smart play.
Roberts serves. Nearly another ace towards the net. Gray can't clear. 22-18. Wow. A 6-0 run for Mac. And they're back into this one, only trailing by 4. Peyton Roberts will serve again. And another ace! 22-19. How quickly will Ida Steigert use her second timeout? To the back row. Fernandez was there. Short set. Amari Branch Autumn into a block, and it's dug and down.
Triple blocked her.
Vittori Campos, Amaya Saxton, and Giovanna Maya all up there. Campos celebrating. That's her fifth block. 23-21. What an unbelievable run by Mineral Area. They trailed 22-11 at one point in this set. The serve is played. Reese going to set to the near side for Jelena Gray. Into another block. It's Campos and Saxton. 23-22. Unbelievable. And Ida Steigert will take her final timeout, and her team doesn't even know it. We'll quickly step aside as well. A one-point game. Mac trailing 23-22.
Catch the rest of that third set and the entire game as it re-airs in its entirety Wednesday at 6 on AM 1240 KFMO. Our KFMO Classic Series airs every Wednesday in June and July as we rebroadcast 8 of the best broadcast games from the previous sports season. Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals and Miami Marlins needed extra innings to decide the series opener on Monday. Here's the Cardinals Radio Network.
With Ricky Harden, I'm John Rooney. Last night, the Cardinals won in 12 innings, 7-6 over Miami. Mason Wynn hit a two-run homer in the top of the 12th inning. But Dylan Carlson made the play of the game in the bottom of the 12th.
Nobody out. The 0-2 delivery is hammered into right field, and Carlson's able to catch it. We're going to have a play at the plate. The throw is on its way, and he is out at the plate! He threw him out! What a strike from Dylan Carlson in right field. Right on the money here in the bottom of the 12th inning.
And, Ricky, we had so many plays. What a night.
A lot of heroes in the game. A good start by Sonny Gray. He deserved a victory. But you also had good work by Yvonne Herrera driving in a couple of runs. Mason Wynn, the big fly, but also several smart defensive plays to go along with it.
The Cardinals try to make it 2 in a row in Miami, 3 in a row overall. They're over 500 by a game now. Lance Lynn will pitch tonight against Rod Munoz. We're on the air at 4:15.
Cardinals right fielder Dylan Carlson after throwing out the potential tying run at the plate in the 12th inning.
Right there, we're playing in a position where we got to give ourselves a chance to throw him out. He hit it right on the cusp of that range, and had to be ready to throw. You know, they were going to be aggressive in that situation. So, luckily I put it right there, and Petey stuck the tag on him.
Mason Wynn's big 12th inning two-run homer became the game winner. Oliver Marmol on the big fly.
He's taking some really professional at-bats. He's not trying to do too much. And with two strikes, he's been really good about shortening up and just thinking big part of the field. And, that was a big swing by him.
Card starter Sonny Gray pitched into the eighth inning but gets no decision.
They were going to swing. I think as a team, they're swinging it close-ish to like a 70% clip or something, 0-0 strikes. And my whole plan and my whole goal is kind of what we talked about, is to get ahead in the middle part of the plate early and just trust that your stuff is good enough.
The Redbirds and Marlins play today, a game that was moved up in time because of the Stanley Cup final. Pregame will be at 4:15 now on B104.3, with first pitch moving up 30 minutes to 5:10. Major League Soccer, St. Louis City SC hosts Colorado on Wednesday, and the NASCAR Cup Series is at New Hampshire on Sunday. The USA Today 301. We'll have coverage on KFMO with a performance
Performance Racing Network at 12:30, and the green flag will wave an hour later. An NBA final, Game 5 on Monday, so the Boston Celtics win their 18th title in franchise history, the league best, after a 106-88 domination of the Dallas Mavericks. Boston's Jason Tatum led all scorers with 31 points and 11 assists, and he spoke about the experience of winning at home.
I mean, this is going to be a night that I'll remember for the rest of my life, from the game, the celebration, these moments. Over the last couple of years, we had some tough losses at home in the playoffs, and we've lost the NBA championship at home in front of our fans. We had a chance to beat Miami in Game 6 a few years ago, and lost that one. So to have a big win, the biggest win that you could have in front of your home crowd, I felt like that was really important to go out there and do everything in my power to make sure we won this game tonight.
Jaylen Brown finished with 21 points in the win and 8 rebounds and was named NBA Finals MVP. Here he is on the journey to claim the league-leading 18th title in franchise history.
I think we learned from all our mistakes, all of our adversity. I think it's made us stronger, made us tougher. And all season, you could see it. We started from the jump. We made all the sacrifices. We played both ends of the ball at a high level. We didn't skip any steps. And this was the result. But all of those experiences led to here. Like all of those moments where we came up short. We felt like we let the city down. We felt like we let ourselves down. All of that compiled is how we get to this moment. So, you know, and it makes it feel even that much better that we had to go through all the journey, the heartbreak, the embarrassment, the loss to get to this, to get to the mountaintop. So, it's great. And shout out to all the supporters and the city of Boston.
The Dallas Mavericks were led by Luka Doncic, 28 points and 12 rebounds.
I'm proud of every guy that stepped on the floor, all the coaches, all the people behind. Obviously, we didn't win finals, but I'm proud of every one of them.
The Boston Celtics win their 18th NBA title in franchise history. At NHL, the Stanley Cup Final Game 5 is tonight. Jason Tatum's childhood friend, Matthew Tkachuk, has a chance to win the Stanley Cup with the Florida Panthers. They're up 3-1 over Edmonton with puck drop on ABC tonight at 7 o'clock. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.